of looking at life. I've often thought it would be wonderful if these subjects could be taught in school at the very first grade. Think how wonderful it would be if, as a child, you were taught how to think and how to use your mind and how to have self-esteem and self-worth and how to have wonderful relationships and how to be a good parent and how to manage your finances. Just think how wonderful it would be to have a whole generation of adults that knew these things and manifesting these truths. Were you told any of this as a child? I think not. So let's share some of these ideas now together, because it is never too late to learn. It is always the right moment. You see, I believe that life is really very simple. What we give out, we get back. And what we believe becomes true for us. Our thinking creates our experiences. There is a law of thinking like everything else, like all of nature. There is a universal energy or a law of mind or a subconscious mind, however you want to call it. But to me, it means the power that is within me and around me that transforms my thoughts into experiences. You see, I believe that we are all 100% responsible for everything in our lives. Every thought we think and every word we speak is creating our experiences, our future. And it's almost as though every time you think a thought or you speak a word, that universal intelligence or energy is listening or responding to what you are thinking or believing or saying. Now, without judgment or criticism, but totally accepting us as our own value. Whatever we believe becomes true for us. You see, when we are little, we learn how to think about ourselves. We learn what to think about ourselves and what to believe about life from the adults around us. And when we grow up, we have a tendency to recreate in our emotional life the emotional life that we had at home. Now, this is not good or bad or right or wrong. It just means what we believe as home. And we also have a tendency to treat ourselves the way our parents treated us. We scold and punish ourselves in the same way. You can almost hear the words if you listen. And we love and praise ourselves in the same way if we were loved and praised as children. And we also have a tendency to create relationships in our personal lives that were either the relationships we had with our mothers or with our fathers or that they had between them. Think about how many times you've had a relationship in your life that was like your parents, either your bosses or your lover or your husband or wife. Now, this is not in any way to blame our parents, because we are all victims of victims, and nobody can teach us anything that they don't know. Besides, you see, I believe that we choose our parents. I think that we decide to incarnate upon this planet at particular points in time and space. And we come here because it's like a classroom. We have lessons to learn. You have your lessons and I have my lessons. And so when we come, we choose our sex, we choose our color, we choose our country. And then we look around for the perfect set of parents that will mirror the lessons and the patterns we came in to work on. We choose the perfect mirrors for our work. And then most of us, when we grow up, we have a tendency to point our fingers at our parents and say, "You did it to me. It's all your fault." But really, you know, if we are all 100% responsible for everything in our lives, then there is no one to blame, for we are all doing our best. You know, The point of power is always in the present moment. And we need to know that no person, no place, and no thing has any power over us. We create all our situations and all our circumstances by this thinking, feeling pattern. And then we usually give away our power by blaming others. Is this true for you? We all have things that we believe. We have ideas about ourselves. Now, which one could be true for you? People are out to get me, or everyone is always helpful? If you really believe that people are out to get you, then you're going to have those sort of circumstances in your life. However, if you choose to change that belief to everyone is always helpful, then you will find that wherever you go in life, you find that people are there to help you. Now, wouldn't it be better to think that one? We all have a lot of foolish ideas about us and what we believe about ourselves. And we have so many rigid rules about how life should be lived. But you see, we can't really do anything about the past. That's all done now. And everything you have experienced in your life up to this moment, you have created by your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs of yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, however how far you go back. However, the point of power is always in the present moment. Which means that what you are choosing to begin to think right here and right now is going to create tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. The past has no power over us. The point of power is in the present moment. And we can begin to be free right here and right now. We do choose our own thoughts. We may not think so, but we do. It seems to me that almost everyone on this planet, myself included, and everyone I've ever worked with, is suffering from self-hatred and guilt to one degree or another. And the more of it we have, the less our life works. And the less of it we have, the better our life works. It's like the bottom line for almost everyone that I know of is, I'm not good enough. And we often add to that belief, and I don't do enough. And one more, and I don't deserve. Now, if we have a very strong belief in our subconscious mind, which to me is right here in the gut, that I'm not good enough and I don't deserve, then it's going to be extremely difficult for us to create a life that really works in all categories. You see, I break life down to four categories. We have health, which is our bodies. We have love, which is all of our relationships. We have prosperity, which is money and all those good things. And then we have creative self-expression, which to me really means getting to do what we want to do. Not what your mother wanted you to do or your father, not what some teacher wants you to do or your husband, but what you want to do, what fulfills you. And it doesn't matter whether it's the simplest thing or it's the most incredibly creative. Now you see, we are only dealing with a thought, no matter what the circumstances. I don't believe in outer effects. If we think that such and such is a problem, then this is what is the outer effect. But really, we are dealing with inner thought patterns which create these effects. Now, I have discovered that patterns of resentment and criticism and fear and guilt cause more problems in our lives than anything else. Cancer is created by resentment that's held for a long time and literally eats away at the body. criticism.